This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A car bomb exploded near a popular hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, on Sunday. The explosion was followed by a shootout between militants and police. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Witnesses say the massive blast occurred Sunday near Hotel Afrique, located in the vicinity of a busy security checkpoint en route to the Mogadishu airport. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel and many of the people inside were rescued, including Somalia's former state minister for defense. A VOA reporter was also inside the hotel at the time and survived. He said thick smoke rose from the explosion as people ran for their lives. He saw at least three people injured. VOA reporters in Mogadishu said dozens of people were still trapped inside the hotel as night fell, and security forces engaged attackers in an effort to end the siege. Thousands protested in cities across Russia on Sunday, defying threats of arrest by the government and demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Across Russia's 11 time zones, demonstrators braved cold temperatures and warnings that the government saw the protests as unauthorized and would act accordingly. Independent monitoring groups reported more than 5,000 people were detained, including Navalny's wife. Navalny was jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in January. He had been in Germany for nearly 5 months, undergoing treatment for a near-lethal poisoning attack that the opposition politician has blamed on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has denied involvement but refused to investigate the assassination attempt, citing a lack of evidence. This is VOA News. At least 12 people have died, including seven children, after two vessels sank close to a port on Colombia's Pacific coast. That's according to a naval official on Sunday. Officials are investigating the cause of the incident. The vessels sank Saturday close to Tumaco, Colombia's second most important Pacific port. Two vessels were filled with passengers when they set off from Tumaco toward San Jose del Guayabo, according to officials in the area. Local residents and fishermen are reported they carrying teachers back to their homes outside Havana at least dead and more than 20 injured, including two children. On the bus left Cuba's capital to Mayabeque province off the highway, plunging off a bridge that a dry ravine about 42 kilometers outside Havana. The teachers on board are returning to their provinces after working in Havana. A little more part of his Senate impeachment trial, former U.S. President Donald Trump has a legal team in apparent disarray. Two prominent South Carolina lawyers, Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier, had been expected to be Trump's lead lawyers. However, media reports said Saturday that the mutual parting of the ways. In addition, three other lawyers reported and working with the president are also no longer members of Trump's legal team. That's according to information first reported by CNN. Trump and the lawyers are reported to be at odds about what legal strategy is appropriate for the February 9th trial. The former president is charges of incitement of insurrection in connection with the mob that invaded the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. He's scheduled to reply to those charges by Tuesday. Analysts say the former president will likely be acquitted since 45 Republican senators voted on a recent measure that the upcoming trial is unconstitutional because Trump is now a former president. Trump is the first U.S. president to have been impeached twice. He was acquitted by the Senate a year ago on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And AP is reporting thousands of Hong Kongers have decided to leave their hometown and move to Britain since Beijing imposed a strict national security law on the Chinese territory last summer. Some are leaving because they fear punishment for support pro-democracy protests that swept the former British colony in 2019. Others say China's encroachment on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their children abroad. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.